Ormia ochratia is a parasite. As part of its life cycle, it deposits larvae on a cricket. The larvae burrow into the cricket and consume it from the inside out. The tiny yellow fly, native to Central America and the southern United States, finds its host by listening for its high-pitched chirp, which it can hear from as far away as the length of a football field, and pinpointing its location.
And that was baffling to the acoustics community because an insect that small should not be able to localize sound that good.
That's acoustic engineer Neil Hall. In the journal Applied Physics Letters, he and colleagues at the University of Texas report on a prototype of the fly's hearing structure they've built based on previous studies.
And they discovered that it was doing it through a very clever mechanism where instead of using two independent ears like a human would, the fly's ears are actually coupled.
The fly's ears are 2 millimeters apart, a separation so slight that sound reaches one ear just 4 millionths of a second before arriving at the other. That should make it impossible to identify where a sound is coming from, but inside this fly's ear is what looks like a tiny seesaw, 1.5 millimeters long. Pressure waves force a motion that increases the sound delay, allowing the fly to locate and zero in on its prey. Hall and his team copied the seesaw mechanism in silicon. They also used special electric materials that allowed them to simultaneously measure its flexing and rotation.
What we were able to accomplish with this prototype is exactly what the fly itself does, which is to localize audible sound. After discerning the motion of the structure, we were able to compute the direction of the sound source.
Hall sees applications of the work moving in two directions. On the battlefront, where sensors would be critical to localize where shots are originating, and in healthcare, to supply hearing devices that could filter out distracting background sound.
One thing the fly teaches us how to do is to hear in a certain direction while rejecting sound coming from other directions. That is a feature that is incredibly useful for hearing aids, for example. Where right now, if you turn up the gain of a hearing aid or turn up the volume to hear someone across from you, it also amplifies everything else in the room.
Hall says the remaining challenge in bringing such products to market is to make them practical to handle. Because the device is so small, it's delicate, he says, a concern that the fly does not have to worry about. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.